When French Baroque painter Boucher painted Vertumnus and Pomona, he knew that the mythological story would have been well known to the viewer. Pomona was a beautiful nymph who cared for nothing but her orchards and gardens. She fenced them off so they were not trampled, and also so that suitors could not approach her. Vertumnus, a young, handsome god of seasons, decided to try to win her over. He approached her in various guises until eventually he was let into her garden dressed as an old woman expressing an interest in her fruit trees. Then he tore off his disguise and Pomona fell in love with him. Boucher had a more immediate inspiration than this tale from Ovid. In his painting, the nymph Pomona has all the features of his patroness, Madame de Pompadour, delectable mistress of Louis XV. In 1749, she had performed the part of Pomona in the opera ballet The Elements. The Elements is by two composers, Lalande and Destouches. Each of the four acts deals with one of the elements. Act 4 is the story of Pomona, representing Earth. The ballet was first performed in 1721, with the 11-year-old Louis XV dancing one of the parts. It remained in the repertoire for some 50 years. When Madame de Pompadour performed it, it was in her tiny theatre in Versailles, so small that it could only seat 14 in the audience. The king would be there, of course, with a handful of selected courtiers. Many times the queen herself attended, watching her husband's mistress play out roles in which love triumphed over every obstacle. Pompadour was spectacular in the part of Pomona, dressed in a huge white taffeta dress embroidered with flowers and fruit. At the end of the performance, she and her cast, which she'd selected herself, would have danced this gracious chaconne. The chaconne from The Elements by Lalande and Destouches is performed here by Christopher Hogwood and the Academy of Ancient Music.
Thank you.
That was the Chaconne from The Elements by Deland and Destouches, performed by Christopher Hogwood and the Academy of Ancient Music. To hear this bonbon again, go to the FMR website and click on Anna's Baroque Bonbons. FMR.